Ben pointed you out from across the room. He said you and he had been chatting. You'd been naughty and needed to be given a spanking by me. From the stage where the horse and I stood waiting for the next recipient to bend over it, I looked in your direction and we locked eyes. You impishly slouched down in your chair, giving me the impression that you were indeed guilty of something and needed to be reprimanded. I nodded my head authoritatively as though acknowledging your place in the spanking queue, and then turned back to the next delicious female submissive needing correction, purposefully making you sit and wait and watch while I erotically spanked other sassy, deserving, girly bottoms alongside the infamous Amazon Amanda. As you witnessed, Amanda and I have different spanking styles. My technique is centrally based, with an indirect approach that includes sexy, suggestive whispering, along with physical kneading, scratching, pummeling, paddling, and jiggling, just to name a few. I conduct strategic maneuvers from high back down to the submissive's feet. When it comes to the spanking, I incorporate a variety of implements to make sure I don't bruise my hands. The large, long, black leather hand is my favorite. It used to belong to my good friends Jim and Sandy. I always swing it with them in mind. It has a wonderful heft that lands with a thud on the bottom and makes most girls giggle with delight. Ordering them to wiggle if they like what they're getting leaves me no guesswork. A dominance dream. Amazon Amanda is, as the name would imply, a very tall and overpowering dominatrix. She has a great smile that makes you think she might be easy. She's not. Her style is contrary to mine. She always uses her hand and is hard and direct. She's also cleverly ambidextrous. We give great scene together because we always plant the smack with the same outcome in mind, our benefactor thoroughly relishing the erotic sensory experience we provide. Amanda and I are able to please every submissive girl, their dominant partner, and the audience. You watched with anticipation as we did just that. One by one, Amazon Amanda and I spank the line of fabulous, sexy bottoms in the room, each one leaving the stage with a smile and a sore ass. The audience, including you, sat or stood entranced by the number of naughty girls wanting and waiting for our discipline. Some were even dressed as naughty schoolgirls, and others in fancy dresses. Each bad girl more than ready to bend over and let us raise their skirt, giving our audience a better and more complete view as we performed. This entire scene was like a dream come true. I could see you try not to look obvious while hiding in your chair behind the couch. I'm sure you were juicy between the legs, just anticipating your turn with me. You watched us intensely. Our methods made your temperature rise as you wriggled, waiting impatiently in your seat. I wanted you to think about your chance to bend over for me. Making you think about it even longer, that chance was not going to come for another 24 hours. I'm sure Amanda and I caused you a restless night's sleep, and that is exactly what I wanted.